We're up to the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The Elu Yotso Shelo B'Ksuba. Now we're going to. So now we're talking about what rights a man, woman has to get divorced or get a ksuba. Now things that a woman can do and lose her ksuba. The Elu Yotso Shelo B'Ksuba. Overus Al Das Moshe the Yehudis. A woman who's over on Das Moshe or Das Yehudis. We'll see which what each one is. The Ezu Das Moshe, Machiloso Sheinu Mu'usar. She feeds him something that is tevel, that Maisa wasn't taken off of. Umishamshos Onida, or she lives with him and she's a Nida. She can't trust her. And she causes him to be over Averus. So there's one way of looking at it, that's a Knas. So we give her a Knas that she gets divorced, she's losing her ksuba. Or it's because he can't trust her anymore. So Meili gets to divorce her and she doesn't deserve a ksuba. The lo kotzala chala, she doesn't take chala from what she feeds him. The noderis veinu mekayemis. She makes nidorim and she doesn't keep the nidorim. The zeu das yehudis, that's das moshe. She's over on things that are mefurish in the Torah. What's Das Yehudis? Yotza Verosha Parua. She goes out with her hair uncovered. Vitova Bishuk. And she knits in publicly. We're just going to discuss what the problem is. Umidaberishim Kol Adam. And she talks with everybody. Abishol Omer Afame Kalelis Yolda Bifonov. Abishol says if she curses his parents in front of him, that's also grounds for divorce without a ksuba. Tarfenomer afakolonis, a woman who noisy. Bezeo kolonis, what does that mean? She makes too much noise. Lekshima daberes besoch beisa ushcheneha shomin kola. When she talks in the house, everybody around hears what she says. Right, it's a loud voice. We'll see what the Gemara discusses what exactly the problem is. Okay, Rashi. Das Yehudis shenoha gubenos Yisrael v'afagolav lo ksiva. This is a minig of Benos Yisrael, even though it's not written b'feirish in the Torah, but it could be it's min haTorah. Right? You'll see that the Isho Yotzei Prua Rosh is a din haTorah, but it's not b'feirish in the Torah. Okay, so that's why it's called Das Yehudis. Tova b'shuk b'gmar mefarish midaberes b'sol beiso mefarish b'gmar. Once we were medayik, why sometimes Rashi says b'gmar mefarish, and why sometimes mefarish b'gmar. Not now. Okay, Gemara. Machiloso sheinu mu'usar. Hechidomi. She feeds him something that was tevel. So how's it talking? Either yada nifrosh. If he knew about it, right? It's mashma that she was successful in feeding. It's not so much lechora. Let her get divorced because she tried to do it. She tried to feed him. He discovered it, right? So what's the problem? The problem is that the lashon of the mishnah is the problem. It's mashma that she was successful in feeding him something that was tevel. So how did he know about it, right? If he knew about it to begin with, let him not eat it. So how'd she feed him something that wasn't meiser wasn't taken off? Either lo yada, mino yada. And if he didn't know, how did he find out? So someone said, well, she told him. She was molda. But could be she's not believed, because they know meiser much more Russian. So she wouldn't be believed to tell him that I fed you something that was not mu'usr, after the fact. So if he knew about it before, let him not eat it. So how's the Mishnah say that she fed him something that, meaning that he ate it? And if what's it called, and this is Tosfos. Now Tosfos says Tema, the lokma kigon de yada upirish. But she wanted to feed it to him. She says the lashon of the Mishnah is difficult, because it says hechilos, she did feed it to him, not that she wanted to feed it to him. Right? And if he didn't know, then how did he find out? After he ate. Lotzricha de omrole ploni koin tikinli a sakri. What happened was, she told him before he ate, that I gave it to this Kohen who took off Trumas and Maestras from me. Why it had to be a Kohen is also the unfortunate speak about, because anybody could take off Trumas and Maestras as a Shliach, not only a Kohen. But she said, I gave it to this Kohen, he took off Trumas and Maestras. But also Shaile Vishtakach Shikra. He went and asked the Kohen if it's true, and he said, no, I never saw your wife in my life. So afterwards he found out that he ate something that Trumas and Maisers. She said he took it off the Trumas and Maisers, and he says he didn't. So obviously she's lying. Okay. Rashi. Hechi domi dehechi loso. Also Rashi is Moshe Mashma. What's the loshon of the Mishnah? She fed it to him. How did she feed it to him? Idi yada kisha ochal nifrosh v'leocha. If he knew before he ate, he shouldn't eat. And if he didn't know before, mino yada. Mi omer lo achrechein shehu bo lehotzia. Now he wants a divorce, so who told him that he ate something that wasn't, that was tevel? Okay. Same thing, misham shoso nida. Mashma, that he lived with her when she was in nida. So hechidomi. Idi yada ba nifrosh. If he knew before, should be Polish. Idlo yada nismochalayu. Right? And if he didn't know, he could be somach on her. So that she told him that she was tovu. So what's the problem? That you can trust her. How do you know you can trust your wife? Right? To tell you that she made all the bedikas and she went to the mikveh. Menayin lenida shetoferes liatzma. How do you know a woman is believed? She doesn't need edim. Right, to say that she's taught, right, that she counts the 7 days to herself. Shenamar v'sofra lo shivas yomim lo liatzva v'sofra lo. So you see, a woman's believed. So manavshach, if he knew before that she was in nida, right, then he shouldn't have lived with her. And if he did live with her, being somach on the fact that she told him she was taught, then why does he want to divorce her? Why does he think she's not taught? Tosafot over here speaks about. Why doesn't a woman make a bracha when she counts the 7 clean days, just like we make a bracha on Sefiras HaOmer? So Tosa says that we're afraid that she'll see dam in the middle and they'll break up the Sefira. So by Sefiras HaOmer we know the 49 days are going to come one after the other. But over here it could be that they won't be, she'll have to start again counting. The counting, the first counting will be bottle, she can't make a bracha. Masha from Tosus, that there is a mitzvah to count. The only thing is you can't make a bracha on it because the chances are that maybe this counting will be bottle. But the mitzvah to count. And others learn that there's no mitzvah b'chlal to count. That it's different than Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer is a mitzvah to count every day. Over here the idea is she should have 7 days of tahara. She doesn't have to count the days. She should just accumulate 7 days of tahara. It's not a mitzvah of whatsoever. Sofra law doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to count the days. It means she should accumulate 7 days of tahara. So there's no bracha because there's no mitzvah to count per se. But from Tosas Masha is a mitzvah to count. The only problem is that you can't make a bracha on it because chances are that she may see and have to start counting again. Okay, in any case, so we trust a woman. And we learn from here, Eidechot Nemem Bisurin. Right, according to Tosus, you learn from here that in every situation, an Eid Echad is believed to tell you if something is Osur or Mutter. Lo Tzricha, so how's the case? If he knew that she was in Nida, he shouldn't have lived with her. And if she told him she wasn't, and he believed her, then why shouldn't he believe her afterwards also? Why does he want to divorce her? How did he find out that she was in Nida? Lo Tzricha, da Amra le Ploni Chochem Tir li Yisadah. She said, I saw dam, and I showed it to this person, and he was matir, so I'm not a nida. And he went and asked the Rav, and the Rav said, no, your wife never asked me Shiloh, or I told her it was Osir. So the Maisa, what's it called? You see that she's lying. Iboyseima, another possibility. Kedrav Yehuda, Dom Rav Yehuda, Huzuka nida b'shcheino seho, bala loka ala mishum nida. A woman who was mulzuk in the neighborhood that she's a nida. They used to put on special clothing when she was a nida. Or she went and told the neighbors, I became a nida. And what's it called? Then her husband lives with her. He finds out what the neighbors say, whatever. Then he can't, then already she's mukhzuk to be a nida. He gets malchus. Could be malchus min haTorah. Could be malchus not min haTorah, only the Rabbanan, because he lived with a woman who's mukhzuk to be a nida. But in any case, therefore what happened was like this. He didn't know that she was mukhzuk to be a nida, but she was. And then he lived with her and he found out. The neighbor said, you know your wife is a nida. And the memela, since hukzuka, that's enough to take her out of her cheskes tahara.
Why is he getting malchus?
No, he did it on purpose and we gave him asra. we told him, your wife says she's a nida. He said, I don't care. That's a call. He didn't know for sure she was a nida, but the neighbor said, because she put on her nida clothes or whatever. That's enough to give him malchus. Okay. If he lives with her, the kavan. Rashi. Minoa yoda, okay. The neighbor saw her wearing the clothing she always wears when she's a nida. She told her husband she's tar. And the next day he went out and he found out that all the neighbors are saying she was a nida. If they gave him hasro and said, you should know, your wife is hulzer to be a nida, don't live with her. After he lived with her, the next morning he found out that the whole neighborhood's talking about the fact she's a nida. Okay. Same thing with the chala, right? She didn't take off chala and she gave him to eat. If he knew that she didn't take off chala, let him be Polish. Idolo yoda menor yoda. This baker, what's it called, took off challah for me. But also shyly we started shikra, and they went and asked the baker, and he says, not true, I never took off challah. Okay. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. No deres ve'enu mekayemes. The omar mar ba'ovam the door in boni mesim. There's a very serious thing that what's it called that a woman makes a nether and is not mekayim it because it could be that could cause children to die. A person's little children. So the guy said, I can't live with a woman who's causing my children to die. Shenamer al titen espicho lachtias bisorecho. The ezu hein maisi yodov shel adam heveyomer bonavinosav. That's the maisi yodayim of a person's children. Rav Nachman or mehocho lashav hikesias b'neichem. Lashav al iske shav, because they made nedarim and they didn't keep iske shav, like a shvua shav. That's why the Rabban Shem says sometimes I take away little children. Doesn't mean that the little children are punished for the sins of the parents. It means the little children have reason why they have to die. But why the Rabban Shem matches them up with these parents, or why the schus of the parents doesn't save them, right? That's because of the nedarim. Okay, Rashi. Boni Mason, but Perik Mamadlikim Yolet me v'chobal es masa yodecha. The pasuk says the chobal es masa yodecha. One of the maisi yodai in the children, and where does it come from? Because of people who are not mekai. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.
Even if she tries, it's also a tempi, right?
What?
Even if she tries to.
Right.
Also,
she right. Lechora. No, Tosfos says only the loshen. But if she tried to be mashal and she wasn't successful, it's also the same thing we can do. But the loshen, the mishnah is what was difficult. Mashal, she was successful.